Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. I am so excited for this episode. I have managed to get an amazing lady woman. Does that make you sound old? Lady on, who has got some amazing stories to share with you about manifestation that you can't not but be inspired. So this is Emma McGuinness, and she is an architectural technician. We know each other because Emma has and is a client of mine on my 12-week Unbreakable Mindset program. She also has her own business, which we're going to come on to in a second. First of all, hi, Emma.
Hi, dear.
I want to know, how long have you been practicing law of attraction, and what was the thing that got you into it?
It's kind of like a long process. I remember seeing The Secret, the book, you know, the first book, this book. It was about 15 years ago, and it was me and my friend were single at the time, and we're like, we don't want to be single. And then we came across this book, and we both so were like, oh, we have to read this. This is amazing. You just think something and it appears. So we were like both right into it when we were, it was definitely when we were in our young 20s. And we started to get like, I don't know, it was strange. Like we were going on like dates and things like that. And then she started to think that, what if you think negative things are going to happen. So it was kind of a strange process we went through. And then some of the things didn't like work out. And then you kind of start to disbelieve it. So we didn't really follow it through completely, and then we just forgot about it, and then you end up maybe falling into a relationship and you everything's fine, so you're not really thinking about it that much. And then I think it probably, it was always in the back of my mind. I always did think that. It's like, oh, if you do think something maybe continuous and you do feel good, it will happen. And there was like little instances through my life where I was feeling amazing, and just sometimes like a little bit of money would come in and I'd be like, oh, I wonder if that's because I was feeling really good that week. But maybe it's just not real. I don't know. Maybe that was just a fluke. You have all these kind of thoughts that go along with it. But I would say probably in the last couple of years, I think since the lockdown, I've been reading a lot of like self-help books, and then kind of like just one thing leads on to another, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There's so much things on like YouTube now that you can watch. I started like, once you watch one video on
YouTube, you're down a rabbit hole.
Yes, that's it. I just started going down and then learning more.
It's funny actually, because I don't think we've ever spoke about your journey into manifestation, but when you hear you know, just for the readers, the listeners to understand, I'm recording this pre-Christmas, before the podcast has even come out. But what you, if you've listened to a few of these now, you'll really recognize that Emma's story into manifestation very much mirrors mine. So I'm guessing now then there will be more of these stories where people got the secret and they try to believe in it. They really wanted to believe in it. But then there's that, oh my God, what was if I think a negative thought? And actually, just as you're saying that, I'm definitely going to do an episode on that because that's really important. And I think the excitement definitely of it, of going, oh, but what if? What if it could? And it's just that little being on the fence, isn't it? Like, you want to believe, but you're not sure.
Yeah.
And
there's no evidence to, like, you know. And then you think, oh, it's just a fluke.
Yeah, there is no magic fairy.
Maybe it isn't true.
Tell me then, what have you been able to manifest? Just reel them off. Things that were on your vision board, things that you thought about where you were like, whoa.
I would say since we've been coaching, it's, mind you, maybe at the start of this year, I was in a really good, you know, state. I was quite high vibration, if you know what I mean, good energy. And I got a few, like, I call them homers. So it's like drawing jobs that come through, just extra. People would get in touch with me asking them if they could draw plans for their extension. And I do remember that when I was thinking about the podcast and what I would say, I was like, oh, that did happen to me at the start of the year. But I knew I was feeling good. And then I met someone and it didn't work out. So my vibration went quite low, and then it kind of took me a while to get back into it. And then we started doing our coaching, And I think just the daily practice of it, the vibration started to just raise quite significantly in the past, maybe say month or so. It's been about a month, maybe, I would think. And that's just been like non-stop like work. One thing I want to manifest is, having no credit card debt. So if I think about it, I've manifested almost £4,000 in the past month.
I love that. When we started working together, one of the things that you wanted, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, and we'll cut it if you don't want it, but one of the things that you
No,
wanted to
you're fine.
manifest
You're
was
fine.
no credit card debt, but also extra money so that you could start to have other things that you could invest in. Now, your job as an architectural technician is for the local council. On paper, you only have X amount coming in a month. So that was your barrier, wasn't it? Because you thought, I've only got this amount coming in. Whereas once you started to open up to the idea of going, well, it could come from anywhere, and I'm going to let you say the exact thing, the shift that you said to me, was then it started coming from external jobs where you were like, oh my God, like, actually, I could do this additional work. I can work on evenings, I can work on weekends, and this is how I'm going to earn my extra money. So you fill in the gap now.
That wasn't expected because I've been doing it for 9 years, like in my profession. And I kind of was thinking, oh, if I really wanted to make extra money, I'd have to do something online or I'd have to start my own business. I didn't think it would come from this direction in that way. I didn't think it would be the architecture like lane, but then I completely gonna the work that we've been doing and the lessons that I've been learning, genuinely, it's opened up and I thought, you know what, it could come from anywhere, it could come from any source. Like, just kind of let go of the how and the when and the why. Just keep doing the practice, keep doing the meditations, keep feeling good, and then genuinely it just all starts coming in, and then you start to feel better and better. You don't even realize even the first few jobs that I was getting, I was still like, oh, this could be a bit of a fluke, this is just great. And then just more and more started to come in, and then I was like, and I totaled it up. I think it's I'd had like five jobs or something
In the
like
space of
that.
a month.
Basically, I started advertising a bit more because you told me to. I didn't even expect. I just was like, yeah, I was thinking it's just friends and family that have been getting in touch, and then you were at said, how can you advertise your services a bit more? And I googled it and I'd done it, and then just opened up a door that I just never expected that to come through completely.
And what we call that there is aligned action. It's doing something about the thing that you want to manifest. And those were real kind of like the things that you did weren't huge and weren't out of your capabilities. It was literally just going, okay, well, I'll see if I can advertise this way and see if it works. And it did. And it kept coming and coming and coming.
I didn't even expect. Like the inquiries kept coming and the like emails kept coming about, in different places and different that like loft extensions and things like that that I just genuinely never even considered that I would be doing. Crazy. It's crazy how it's just, oh, I know, and you start to feel so much better after each one, and you're still a little surprised and still a little bit like blown away. That's crazy.
What's the one thing that made you go, oh my God, actually, this works? Was it that, or was there other examples?
I think it's that. I mean, there was just tiny little things, even like, I know that's a stupid thing, but I told you about like water.
I love this story. Please share it. I love it.
It's just the silliest, like the smallest little thing of, going out to meet a friend. I was having a few wines and I went to the toilet and I was like, right, I'm having wine. I really must drink more water. I don't want to be feeling hungover tomorrow. I need to drink more water. Came back to the table and the waiter came over with two waters and I said to Gabrielle, I said, oh, did you order water? She says, no. And I said, oh, near that. And then this table like two down from us was like, oh, sorry, we ordered water. Sorry, that's for our table. And they were like, no, you just have it, you just have it. And I said to my friend Gabriella, who also believes in manifesting as well, I said to her, I just thought that about, 30 seconds ago that I need to drink more water. And she said, oh my God, your attraction is on full power tonight. And we just started laughing so much. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be hungover. The universe says I'm not going to be hungover tomorrow. So that's it. Like, little things.
Yeah, and it's just, and those things as well, like, I always think they're little signs from the universe as well to go like, oh my God, this works. Mm. Like, keep doing what you're doing.
I know.
Like, those little thoughts where you're able to kind of manifest stuff. Like, even, and I know that you have kind of manifested like for like people as well. So there's certain people coming in your life,
yeah,
who now think similarly to you, which maybe you didn't have prior. So now not only are you vibrating and attracting the things that you want in, but you're also attracting like for like people into your life.
That's something I would talk about with you. Yes, I love my friends dearly, but they don't sometimes think the same, yeah, as me. So I was like, it'd be so great to meet someone who kind of thinks the same and believes, yeah, the same. And genuinely, I met this girl who's from Brazil, and we shouldn't have anything in common, like from a completely different, you know, background, completely different, yeah, country. And we've met a few times now, and it, with the conversations that she'll say, and I'm like, oh, yes, I think the same. And then I'll say something, and she's like, oh my God, I think the same. So we've got so much in common.
I love that.
And we're completely like on the opposite sides of the world, which is just amazing.
I love it. Big shout out to her.
Yeah, like, she'll probably be listening when I tell her.
Well, yeah, definitely big shout out to her. Because I think in terms of having somebody, yeah, you know, I've definitely talked about it in some of the episodes, having somebody who can do this work with you is so important, because like you said at the very start, when you kind of fall off the wagon a little bit and you're not really sure if it's working or not working, it's nice to have somebody to go, yeah, but look what I manifested. Like, that keeps the other person going, doesn't it?
And then definitely, because you're like, oh, if she's doing it, then surely, yeah, I can.
So we know you've manifested extra work coming in. We know you can manifest water. We know you can manifest friendships. Like, what else do you feel like you've manifested in? Like, has there been anything, if you think about your vision board and things that you've had on there, is there anything else that you've had on your vision board that has come true over the years?
Over the years?
Or do you feel like you only started it last year?
I would
or this
probably
year?
Like, seriously only started to properly think that this was something it does work. I think
it does work.
I spoke to you about that. There is a sometimes a disconnect from, you know, learning the things and reading about it, and then famous people or people who have, you know, a lot of money, they're talking about it, and you're like, yeah, it's easy for you, you've got tons of money. I'm stuck in the house 24/7. I don't really have, you know, an amazing wage. How am I going to do that stuff?
Yeah.
I genuinely thought, no, it doesn't work for people like us. It doesn't work for people who don't have the right surroundings or the right environment or the right, or maybe like, I've had a bit of a tough start in my life. You know, I can't think positive, yeah, all the time. It genuinely is hard to get into that frame of mind, but it is massively about like practicing it. Like, and it is a daily practice, and it does become a habit, and it does genuinely change your mindset, and that's when I think things really start to happen. So I mean, I think it was like, even our coaching, when I started, I was a bit up and down, you know, I had a good week, then I had a bad week, and then I don't know if I fully can change my life, I don't know if it's possible. And then you have this kind of light bulb moment, you're like, I am sick and tired of being, you know, fed up all the time and being miserable. I just want to be happy. And then I just thought to myself, well, just be happy then, you know, I can decide, it's my choice. Like,
yeah,
nobody else, yeah, is telling me like to not be happy, or nobody else makes me feel unhappy. I make myself unhappy by how I see things. So after our session that Monday, I'm doing this, like, I'm going in with 2 feet. I'm going to do exactly as I've been told to do, like, you know, do your meditation, like, you know, get into, do anything to get yourself into a good, like, energy space, like happy energy space, do whatever it takes, eh? So yeah, just, and I love it. And it's,
and we also did some work, well, actually you did the work, because I asked you to go away and do the work, because you'd started like increasing your happiness levels, increasing your energy. And obviously you didn't come to me for manifestation practice. This was a lovely byproduct of the work that we're doing. It was more about to get you into an unbreakable mindset, where your mindset was really powerful and it supported you. And I remember you going up the scale. So I always ask my clients at the start of every session, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? 10 being amazing, 0 being rubbish. And you were increasing week on week. And there was one week where you were like, just feel like I'm a 5 or a 6. And I was like, that's good. Because you dropped down. But I was like almost happy because it happened while we were working together so that we could problem solve it together. And you went away and I was like, right, I need you to go away, do some digging. Because this is a really important part of the manifestation process, is understanding not just how to get your mood up, but what actually lowers your mood. And we don't need to share what it was that lowered your mood, but you definitely went away that day and did some work on going, right, well, why do I feel not as good as I felt last week? What are the ingredients that brought my mood down? And I remember texting you at the end of the day and you were like, I feel so much better. I've done this, this, and this. I know what it was. It was this. And you'd done that kind of detective work on yourself to really bring your mood up. And that's really key as well, because it's not just about going, oh, well, I can be happy. You've got to figure out what is it that makes you unhappy as well. What are the things that bring your mood down versus what things bring your mood up? And you've done like, and again, this is why I wanted you on. Like, I think you were one of, I think you were the first person I asked to come on the podcast.
Wow.
Because I know, because I know how much you've done the work. And I love the messages I get from you, because obviously the gap between our sessions has got a bit bigger now. So we're not seeing each other as often because obviously things are going well. So you don't need me as much now. We're nearly coming to the end of the program.
I know.
But what I love is I love the little text messages I get off you when you're telling me little things that have happened. So whether it's the fact that, I don't know, you've pushed yourself out of your comfort zone, you've done something that you wouldn't normally do, or the fact that you had, I think the other day when you messaged me and you'd had those site visits to the different jobs that you've got coming in, and then you totaled up how much it was. And like, I am so on this with you. I'm like, buzzing it. I feel like it came off my board, like, and that energy, so it's just lovely to be a part of, but it's also lovely as a little bystander to watch. And I just thought, from a point of view of other people hearing this inspirational story, to understand that at the start of your journey it can be a struggle and there can be disbelief.
Definitely.
And when you do the mindset work to get out of that, and as you say, you know, a big shift coming from the fact that you were like, I don't want to feel this way anymore.
Yeah.
To then adding in your daily manifestation practice that we go through, and then starting to see results. And once that does, it increases your beliefs, it increases then what you then put out into the world, to what you then manifest. And everything shifts, doesn't it? When you start to see real evidence, in fact, you tell people, when you start to see real evidence, how does that make you feel? What do you do differently? Tell me a little bit about that. Even just in the last weeks, how does that affect how you show up on a daily basis?
My whole, like, just everything has changed. Even the way I am with people, I feel like I'm a lot more even kinder to people that I meet. I feel happy inside, and I haven't felt this happy inside like for a long period of time. I've had like maybe like a good week, and then maybe something little happened, and I'm like, that's it, I'm back down again. But it's changed how I see things that maybe would have got me down before. I'm like, nah, it can't touch me now. Like I'm on this roll. I feel like I just feel like it's going to get better and better and better, and it's such a nice happy feeling inside. That is generally what I wanted to start with. I just want to not feel crap and not feel stuck and not feel so alone. And I feel like I'm a lot more laid back. I'm definitely more like resilient, which is great.
Huge shift. So if you were going to give advice to somebody who's at the start of their journey where you were, what would you be saying to them?
Definitely like try and keep up the daily practice. I think that massively helped me in even the later stages. I think even at the start I was only doing it, and then sometimes I don't have time to do it, and that's a lie as well. Like I was only in my own head. You know, I'm telling myself a lie, and you know you're telling yourself a lie. So but just try and make yourself get into that zone. At least I would say in the morning is great when you first get up. As soon as you wake up, just put in your earplugs, do your manifestation, and then you've got the whole day. If you feel like you want to do anything else, like any other meditation, then do it. But I think that is the key, is definitely
regular, like, consistent practice.
Yes, and it becomes a habit. And now I feel like I can't go a day without doing it. If I don't do it, it feels like I'm going to be off now.
Amazing. Oh, thank you so much for coming on and being so honest and open with the work that you've been doing, but also what's happened for you, because it is definitely going to inspire other people. And thank you so much for being part of the podcast.
Thank you. Oh my God, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Dawn. If this episode has helped you, then please do share with us. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app to allow this podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. If you want to know how you can work with me directly, then visit the show notes where you can find a link for my website, or alternatively go to judontcoaching.co.uk.